Welcome back to the Deep Dive. It is February 16th, 2026. And, you know, just take a second and look around you. Look at your workflow, your screen.
Or just how you got here today.
Exactly. There's this invisible layer running everything. AI isn't some future thing anymore. It's just here. It's approving loans, routing packages, even triaging patients.
Mm-hmm. It's the new normal. And usually the conversation we have about it is about the big, loud risks.
Right. The headlines, is it biased? Is it making things up? Is it safe?
The usual compliance checklist.
But the research we're looking at today suggests we might be focusing on the wrong fire.
Yeah.
There's this silent risk, one that doesn't make a big splash.
But it might be way more dangerous in the long run.
We're talking about the loss of the ability to decide, the skill itself.
The atrophy.
Yeah, exactly. And to get into this, we're doing a deep dive on a brand new white paper. It's called Authority Displacement Governance Overlay. Or ADGO.
It's from Catherine G. Varnes at Athosphere LLC.
And I'll be honest, when I first saw that title, Authority Displacement Governance Overlay, I thought, oh boy, this is going to be dry.
It sounds like an internal memo from a bank, right?
It really does.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you read this thing and it feels less like a compliance doc and more, I don't know, like a survival manual.
It's a guide to keeping the lights on in the human part of the system. And what I love is how it frames the whole problem. It's not about ethics, really.
No, not at all.
It's about resilience. It's not, is the AI being nice? It's when the AI inevitably breaks, does anyone still know how to fly the plane?
So let's start right there. The core idea, authority displacement. What does Varnes actually mean by that?
Well, it's not just delegation. We all delegate tasks.
Right. I let my calendar app run my life.
But you could, in theory, take that back. You still know how to read a clock. Authority displacement is deeper. It's when the power, the actual competence, and the ability to override something, it all migrates from the human to the algorithm.
So you don't just hand off the task. You hand off the knowledge behind the task.
You lose the keys. And the really scary part is that this happens when everything on the surface looks fantastic. The paper has this amazing term for it, performance authority divergence.
This is the part that just, it stopped me cold. Because we all assume that if performance is going up faster, cheaper, more accurate, then everything's great.
Of course. The metrics look good, everyone's happy. But Varnes makes this brilliant point that you can have a system where the performance is, you know, off the charts.
The plane is flying itself perfectly.
While the human's ability to actually control it is in a nosedive. Because the better the AI gets, the less you pay attention.
And your skills just fade away. That aviation analogy they use is so perfect. A pilot is legally in charge of the plane. They are the authority.
Absolutely. But if they're on autopilot for 99% of their career, and then one day there's a huge storm and the system fails.
Do they have the muscle memory? Can they actually fly?
And if they can't, that's what the paper calls processing paralysis.
Now that sounds terrifying for a business.
It's the nightmare scenario. Think about a bank that's used an AI for, say, 3 years to underwrite all its business loans. It's fast, it's accurate, profits are up.
The humans are just clicking approve.
Totally, just rubber stamping. And then, one Monday morning, the vendor has a catastrophic outage. Or a weird market event makes the model start spitting out garbage. The bank says, okay, everyone, switch to manual underwriting.
But no one remembers how. The knowledge is gone. It's in the box.
The entire institution just freezes. It looks like a bank, but it's really just a front end for an algorithm it no longer understands.
It's hollowed out.
And that's where ADGO comes in. It's designed as an overlay for the frameworks we already have, like the NIST AI risk management framework.
Right. NIST is what everyone uses.
And NIST is good. It asks if the AI is safe, if it's fair. But Varnes' whole point is that a system can be perfectly safe, totally unbiased, and still be destroying your internal competence. ADGO is there to measure that specific thing.
So, how do you measure the loss of control? Because it gets really practical here. My favorite one is the cognitive plausibility threshold.
It's such a brilliant, simple idea.
Break it down. What is it?
It's basically the speed limit on human thinking. Let's go back to that loan officer. An AI recommends approving a super complex 50-page loan application.
Okay.
For a human expert to actually read that, check the numbers, understand the risk, how long would that take?
I mean, 20 minutes, maybe more.
Let's say 15, to be generous. 15 minutes is the cognitive plausibility threshold. Now, ADGO says, let's look at the server logs. If your loan officer is approving these recommendations every 4 seconds.
They're not reading it. It's physically impossible.
It's biologically impossible. Yeah. And the paper has a name for that. It's called symbolic oversight.
Oof. Symbolic oversight. That feels so real. You're just there to check a legal box that says human in the loop.
But the loop is spinning too fast for a human brain to keep up. You're not an overseer. You're a rubber stamp. You're just a biological component there to absorb legal liability.
That hits hard. And it connects directly to the second metric, the override vitality ratio.
Which is just a fancy way of asking, how often do you actually disagree with the machine?
Because if the answer is never, you're not making a decision.
You're just a spectator. The paper talks about this as drift. You start out being really careful, check in everything. But the AI is perfect for 6 months straight.
So you stop looking so closely.
Your attention drifts, and your override rate drops to near zero. And at that point, you've been displaced. You've handed over the keys.
And this is where the paper's five tiers come in. It's a spectrum of who is actually in power.
And it's not a risk scale. It's a power scale.
I think walking through these is important, because a lot of us probably think we're at a safe tier when maybe we're not.
It starts out simple. Tier one is just informational. The AI shows you data. Tier two is influential. It ranks or scores things. Here are the top five candidates.
Which sounds fine. Most software is probably tier two, right?
That's what it says on the box. But here's the trap in the ADGO framework. A tier two system can automatically get reclassified as tier three.
Wow.
If you violate that cognitive plausibility threshold, if your people are rubber stamping things in 4 seconds that take 15 minutes to read,
so even if the tool is designed to just be a helper, if we use it mindlessly, it functionally becomes the decider.
Yes. ADGO says stop pretending. Functionally, this is now a tier three system.
And what's tier three?
Determinative. That means the system takes the action unless a human intervenes. The default is go.
The inertia is on the side of the machine.
Exactly. Then you get to tier four, autonomous operational. This is where the AI has cross-system right authority.
Okay, let's unpack that one.
It means the AI can reach outside its own little sandbox. It can change records and other databases. It can trigger a payment. It doesn't just recommend a refund. It actually wires the money, closes the support ticket, and updates the customer's account.
Wow. Okay, so it's not just thinking, it's doing.
Yeah.
In a permanent way.
It's persisting an operational state in the world. And the last one, Tier V, is sovereign or irreversible. This is stuff that affects, you know, human liberty, use of force.
Big stuff.
Huge stuff. But it also includes any system that can rewrite its own code or logic without a human in the loop.
Autonomous retraining.
If the AI can update itself and push that new version to production automatically, that's Tier V. It's governing its own evolution.
Which feels like the point of no return.
Uh-huh.
But, and this is my favorite part of the whole paper, It knows that companies will lie about this. They'll have a Tier 4 system and call it Tier 2.
The human in the loop theater.
Yes. But ADGO has this thing called NXX, the Infrastructure Authority Drift Overlay, to find the truth.
It's the structural supremacy rule.
Yeah.
Basically, I don't care what your policy manual says, the code tells the real story.
The plumbing doesn't lie.
Never. Yeah. And it looks at four layers of the tech stack to find out who's really in charge. Data, compute, persistence, and deployment.
Let's run through those. So data.
That's epistemic authority. Does the AI get to decide what's true? Can it ingest new data and change its world model without you approving it?
Okay.
Compute functional authority is the default action execution. If you get up to get a coffee, does the process just happen without you?
So the human is just an emergency brake.
Pretty much. Third is persistence, structural authority. This is about whether an AI's action is immediately permanent and irreversible. Can you even roll it back?
And the last one, deployment.
Governance authority. The CI/CD pipeline. Does the model update itself automatically? If so, the AI is its own government.
So if I claim my system is tier two, but NXX shows the AI is pushing its own code and wiring money.
Then you have a tier four system, period. The infrastructure is the truth.
I just love that. It's a lie detector. But, okay, let me play devil's advocate. I'm a CEO, and I hear all this, and I think, this is nice, but I bought the AI to be fast and cheap. All this checking and these drills, that just slows it down.
That's the core tension, right? Efficiency versus resilience. And ADGO has an answer for that, too. It's an equation called RADV.
Resilience-adjusted delegation value.
Sounds complicated, but it's a really sharp idea. It says the true value of your AI is the efficiency gain minus the stress condition restoration cost.
Meaning minus the cost of cleaning up the mess when it fails.
Precisely. You save $1 million a year with a chatbot. Great. But when that chatbot has a meltdown and promises every customer a free car, and it costs you $5 million in lawsuits and brand damage to fix it...
Your RADV is negative $4 million. You didn't save anything.
You didn't. You borrowed efficiency from your future stability. Mm. You can't call something an optimization if it makes your organization fragile.
And to test that fragility, the paper mandates drills, like actual fire drills for your brain.
Shadow mode suspension drills. They're required for any system that's tier 3 or above.
So what does that look like?
You turn it off.
You shut a plug.
For a set period of time, yeah. You suspend the AI, and you see if the humans can still do the job. Can they process the workload manually? Can they keep the lights on?
I can imagine some offices where that would be pure chaos.
That's the point. The chaos tells you that you have a problem. If the business grinds to a halt in 2 hours, you've failed the drill. You've lost the capacity to take back control.
Because you can only delegate authority if you can effectively revoke it.
That is the central message of the entire paper. If you can't take the keys back, you're not the owner anymore. You're the passenger.
And there was that other drill, the injected validation cases. This felt so clever.
Oh, the secret shopper for bad data. I love this.
Because we all get complacent, so how do you keep the human checker awake?
You deliberately feed the system a fake bad case. A loan application for a cartoon character. A medical scan with an obvious but fake error. Something that should absolutely be rejected.
And you see if the human just waves it through.
If they click approve, you have concrete proof of authority displacement. The human is asleep at the wheel.
It's testing if the lifeguard is actually watching the water.
It is exactly that. And if they fail, you know your human oversight is just for show.
So let's bring this all home for everyone listening. Maybe you don't run a bank, you're just using these tools in your daily job. What's the takeaway?
I think it all comes back to that word revocability. The paper isn't anti-AI, it's just saying that when you automate something, you're taking out a loan.
A loan of your own authority.
Yeah, you're trading your own competence for speed.
Yeah.
And that can be a good trade. But you have to be able to pay back the loan. If the tool you used to do your job disappeared tomorrow, could you still do it?
Have you lost the manual skill?
If the answer is yes, then on some level, you've been displaced. You're vulnerable. It's an argument for sometimes, you know, doing things the hard way, just to make sure the muscles still work.
It's not about a violent robot takeover.
Yeah.
It's surrender by a thousand conveniences.
The path of least resistance leads to the loss of control.
There's one final thought in the paper I want to end on, because it's a legal time bomb. Barnes asks this question about future liability.
This is the one that should keep lawyers up at night.
Right. An AI makes a decision today. In 5 years, it results in a huge lawsuit.
Happens all the time.
But by then, your company is in a state of processing paralysis. You have the data logs. You know what happened. But no living human in your organization can explain why it happened. You've lost the confidence to understand the decision.
And the question is, do you even have a legal defense? Can you defend a decision that you are no longer capable of understanding?
Or have you simply surrendered any claim to responsible oversight?
It suggests that competence is a prerequisite for accountability.
That is a very heavy thought to sit with the next time you're about to click approve without really reading.
Keep your hand on the wheel.
Always. That is all the time we have for this deep dive into the authority displacement governance overlay. A huge credit to Catherine Varnes for putting this framework out there. It feels incredibly urgent.
This is required reading.
Stay curious, stay competent, and we'll see you next time.
Stay resilient.